Hi, this is Cheryl Murkowski from Whorehole.org, and you're listening to my favorite program, Distorted View. Honey.
Oh, I'm Yvonne, and I'm so afraid of balloons. I can't see them. I can't get close to them. I can't even think about it being in a room filled with balloons.
Listen to this. This is really strange. Not only balloons, Yvonne cannot stand the Goodyear blimp. You ever seen the Goodyear blimp?
No.
It's 2,000 feet high. It can't get you. Watch this, Yvonne, please.
August 3rd, 2017, coming up on the program today, why the world can't get enough of gay porn and salad. Plus, waving your AIDS needle around, why you shouldn't drink boiling water, and a smart, internet-connected, multifunctional, intelligent $200 piece of bullshit. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You may experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
It's Atcha Freaks, Tim Henson, back here with you for the Thursday podcast. You know, something strange happened today. A piece of hardcore gay porn crossed over into the mainstream. And while I did not feature this clip on Distorted View, it still made me happy. Like, this is all part of a broader coalition to freakify middle America. If we can get rednecks in bumfuck Nebraska to start quoting funny clips from gay porn, well, anyone could possibly enjoy Distorted View Daily. We might be able to cross into the mainstream ourselves instead of being a niche podcast listened to only by shut-ins, weirdos, and miscreants. I don't even know what miscreants are, but I've heard that miscreants listen to Distorted View Daily. So whatever it is, you are. If gay porn can become, you know, memes used by housewives, there's a good chance Scott Taylor shoving his little finger down his dick hole could be popping up on your Facebook feed real soon. Anything's possible. The world's gone topsy-turvy. Trump is president. 12 is ground beef. Hamburger is midnight. So you may have heard the phrase or seen this on the internet in the last few days. And that phrase is, right in front of my salad. And there's like a picture of a black woman eating a comically large bowl of salad. Well, that comes from a gay porn, believe it or not. She's chowing down while two guys are fucking right in the kitchen, which I have a huge problem with. It's not sanitary. Sucking dick might be okay. But, like, ass fucking? You're getting fecal particles blown in the air. You know, every time you thrust in and out, think about it. The guy's shoving his dick in and then pulling out and slamming it back in. It's creating, like, a vacuum. There's air, wind from the dick fucking. And I don't care how clean your asshole is, there's gotta be like tiny minuscule flecks of shit on your rectal walls. And they're blown into the air, it lands on your countertop later that day or the next day. You're preparing your family dinner, you're handling raw chicken, you're breading it or something. You're not just breading it, you're shitting it. You're covering it with poop, basically. I don't know. Anyway, I could not believe how many articles have been written. Mashable wrote an article about right in front of my salad, the new meme sweeping across the internet. Huffington Post, the Daily Mail. I don't know if the Daily Mail wrote a story about it. I wouldn't put it past them, though, right? So, real quick, let me just read. You may have noticed a new veggie-based meme going around Twitter or Tumblr, but you might not know of its sexy origins. The meme is an annoyed woman saying, right in front of my salad! It's really a great response to anything you find troubling, upsetting, or downright irritating. And that's when you would post a picture of this woman eating salad saying, right in front of my salad! So I've got a clip here from the porn. Normally we don't talk about memes here, but again, it has some, you know, it's Distorted View worthy in the sense that it's a funny porn video, right? So here we go. This is a nice kitchen, by the way. What I don't understand is the woman's eating the salad. Like, she knows what's going down. I've only got like a 30-second clip here, but she's eating the salad while the guy is like shoving his dick in the other dude. They're naked, right? Although, you know, the guy at the bottom is wearing an apron, which I appreciate, you know, for cleanliness. So she's eating right there. You can, she's eating the salad. I have no idea why this woman is in the kitchen while they're fucking. Apparently she's hungry. I don't know why I acting like she's out of place here. That's a normal thing. You know, she's at the counter, right? Where one would normally eat. You know, the counter, the bar area. So she's doing something appropriate in the kitchen. I guess it's just, if it's her house, then this is definitely wrong on the gays. They should not be fucking in the kitchen. Otherwise, like, I don't know why she decided to eat right in front of two men fucking, but okay. Apparently she just didn't notice the two men standing right in front of her naked, with one dick buried in the other's asshole.
How's it, hon?
Good?
You don't have a shirt on.
No, it's really hot in here, hon.
That's the first thing she noticed. Like, wait a second! One of you doesn't have a shirt on! Also, they're positioned precariously, with one behind the other, thrusting furiously.
Okay. No, it's really hot in here, hon.
Well, wait a minute. Do you have pants on? Are you guys fucking?
No, no.
Are you serious?
It's not what it looks
right
like.
Right in front of my salad?
It's not what
you guys
it
are fucking gross.
Then she gets up and leaves without her salad, by the way. The salad is ruined thanks to you. No one wants to eat their food in front of people fucking, especially after I explained how fecal matter could, you know, fly up into the air, little shit particles. So it's totally understandable. I get where she's coming from. Now, because she's the subject of this meme, everyone's looking for her, and no one can find the woman who played the salad lady, because she's not, like, a female porn star. She was just an extra. They basically pulled her off the street. She just, you know, some broad walking around West Hollywood, where it's, you know, it's just gay all the time. So it's not unusual to be asked, hey, do you want to be an extra in a gay porn? You have to watch a couple guys fuck. Is that okay? We'll give you some salad to eat. That's how they paid her, I think. She's probably homeless, right? Salad. Yeah, sure. So yeah, people are looking for her. They don't know who she is. One of the actors in the movie said, unfortunately, I don't remember her name. She was an extra local to the West Hollywood area where we filmed. I wouldn't call the scene scripted. We had bullet points set up. All right, you're going to eat your salad and then notice the men fucking in front of you. We gave her the bones of what we were looking for, but she definitely built the structure of the scene. We did it multiple takes. Oh my God, there's other versions of this scene. But also because we were all laughing. Apparently the porn stars thought this was funny too. So there you go. If you're wondering what the salad talk is on Twitter and Facebook, now you know. Ta-da! Someone also, a couple people sent me a link to this next video. Now, we used to feature As Seen on TV products a lot because there's a lot of dumb ones out there. And, you know, the commercials are always set up the same, right? They lay out a problem that everyone supposedly has, although most of the time it's not a real problem. The best As Seen on TV products actually do solve problems. The worst As Seen on TV products try to convince you there's a problem where no problems lie. Like, don't you hate rectangle casseroles? What? You know, casserole pans. They're always square or rectangle. Boring. Everyone hates edge pieces. Now you can bake the perfect casserole that's not boring and has no edges. Introducing Casserovel, the first oval-shaped casserole pan. That would be an example of a shitty As Seen on TV product. So the modern-day infomercial is really the Kickstarter product introduction slash beg-for-money funding video. I would say like 90% of these things never get produced, even if they are fully funded. I'm sure you've heard horror stories about people pledging money to Kickstarter or Indiegogo and then never receiving the thing they spent cash on, right? I strongly believe that the product I'm about to feature will fall in that category. I also don't think this thing's gonna get funded. I guess the buzzword these days is smart. Everything is smart, right? You got a smart speaker, smart refrigerator, smart lights, you know? I'd like to introduce you now to the world's first smart salt shaker called Smalt. Horrible name.
Meet Smalt, the world's first interactive centerpiece that enhance your dining experience.
I'm gonna stop you right there. I feel like salt and pepper shakers are already interactive. You've got to interact with them to get the salt on your plate. I love that they knew calling it a smart salt shaker would just invite people to make fun of this thing. So instead they call it the world's first interactive centerpiece.
Piece that enhance your dining experience. Smalt has a sleek and portable design. Features a built-in mood light to set the ambience.
It's a ring. It's a tiny little ring of light. Kind of like if you've seen like an Amazon Echo, you know how they've got like that blue ring of light? That's the ambient light, except this is green.
Set the ambience. A Bluetooth speaker that delivers a crisp and powerful sound. And it's a smart salt dispenser. Shake, pinch, or pour, all using your smartphone.
Wait a second. To get the salt out of the salt dispenser, you have to pair your fucking iPhone to it and then download an app, then use your phone to tell this thing wirelessly how much salt you're requesting, and then Smalt will decide if you're worthy of the salt. Only then will salt come out of this fucking ridiculous, like, $300 salt shaker.
And it's a smart salt dispenser. Shake, pinch, or pour, all using your smartphone.
Look at all these people eating and enjoying their Smalt shaker.
Smalt comes with Amazon Alexa integration for the times you need an extra hand. Simply say, Alexa, dispense half a teaspoon of salt.
Wait a second. So you have to have the Alexa device. I thought that this thing was like an Alexa unit where you could just talk to the Smalt thing. But no, you've got to have Amazon Echo, right? You have to have an Echo, and the Echo pairs with the Smalt shaker. So you still are talking to Amazon, but you could teach the Amazon Echo to dispense salt through the Smalt shaker. Does that make sense? So really, I've got an Amazon Echo in my office here. I could be like, hey, Alexa, pour out some salt. And then wirelessly and magically in the kitchen, salt will come shooting out of this salt shaker. Why can't the salt shaker just do this itself? Why do you have to have Amazon Echo? It's like it can't do anything on its own. It doesn't seem very smart, does it? Right? You have to use your phone to get the salt to come out of the salt shaker, or an Alexa device.
You can also track and monitor your sodium with the Smalt app.
I mean, I guess that's cool if you're worried about your sodial intake.
Smalt's easily portable design makes it an on-the-go centerpiece no matter where you dine.
Oh yeah, it's a real conversation piece. You paid how much for a fucking salt shaker?
Pair your phone with Smalt to stream your favorite music and let the entertainment begin.
This thing is not tiny. You know what I mean? Like, it's fat and it's cylindrical. I feel like the idea of a smart centerpiece is kind of cool, right? Especially if it can, you know, play music while you're eating, has some sort of ambient light. The light, again, though, sucks. It's just like a tiny little ring. It would be a lot neater if, like, there were multiple compartments, so you had salt and pepper and, like, various condiments, like ketchup and stuff, and you could tell it what's in each section, right? So you could, like, customize it, and it would know how much to give you for things. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey, Smalt, instead of salt in the first compartment. I actually have sugar. And then you can be like, hey, I need, you know, a scoop of sugar for my coffee, or you know, a pinch of sugar, whatever. It would know how much to dispense. There would, I guess there's a way to make this a useful product, but the only thing this can do is dispense salt through an app, right?
Let smalt be the conversation piece of your dinner party.
Hey, smalt's a piece of shit. You're a real dork for having this smalt thing. It's like, how do I get the salt out of this? Oh, you have to pair it with your iPhone. Or you can just tell me how much salt you want. It's a good way of keeping people from using too much salt, which is a real problem when you have guests over, right? How many times has this happened to you? Some asshole comes over and eats all your salt. Finally, there's a product to help you with that. There's the infomercial angle.
Open your Smalt app and simply pinch the screen or shake your phone to dispense salt.
After they even make it fun. So you open the app and shake it, and then salt comes out of the Smalt thing.
Phone to dispense salt. After
so do you have to be holding Smalt while using the phone? Like, how does it come out? Is it instantaneous? Does it give you a warning like, I'm going to shoot out salt in 3 seconds? Because it can't be instantaneous because you're holding your phone, telling the app, like, how much salt. So you got to put down the phone and then grab Smalt before it starts spraying salt everywhere.
Smalt is a smart salt dispenser.
It actually has like a little tray. So I think it like shoots it out into a tray, and then you take the tray out of the Smalt, and inside the tray is the salt that you've requested.
Set the perfect ambience with Smalt's color-changing mood light. Engage all your senses with Smalt, the world's first interactive centerpiece. Support Smalt today and help us bring the world's first interactive centerpiece and smart salt dispenser.
I'm dying to know how much a Smalt unit costs and how much they're trying to raise. According to, I think they're on Indiegogo. According to Indiegogo, they've raised $8,000. God, we are a sixth species. That's crap. But they're looking to raise, I think, $25,000. So they got a ways to go. They've got a month left on their campaign. If you actually want a Smalt, it's going to cost you $99. It's normally $200 for a fucking salt dispenser. I mean, it does have a Bluetooth speaker, which I'm sure sounds wonderful. And you know, like, the thing about it is, all right, you're listening to music, but every, like, I don't know, 5 minutes, someone's like, oh, I want some more salt, so they're picking up the salt shaker, probably interrupts the music or muffles the music. You know, it's not a great experience. So it's normally $199. There's an early an Indiegogo special of $149. But there's also early bird specials of $129 and $99. So if you want a Smalt, check out Indiegogo. And I hope to God you guys don't like pepper, because you're fucked. There's no smepper or smugger or slour. It's smart flour. I can't wait for Smeprika to come out. I'm waiting for that Indiegogo campaign. All right, one more short clip and then we will get into the news. I don't think we've ever played this clip. It's a few years old. It's this guy named Steve. He hosts a YouTube channel called Southside Steve, and he's a huge fan of pornography, specifically the women in porn. And he figured out, like, if he pretends to be an interviewer, he can get close to these girls. Once again, YouTube making pervert stars. Ting! So here he is talking to a porn actress. And he's kind of inappropriate, which is hard to do when you're talking to a woman who spreads her legs and accepts fists into her cunt.
Now, you said to us earlier that you didn't watch Scary, or you didn't watch...
You said to us. It's one guy, right? It's just Steve.
You said to us earlier that you didn't watch Scary, or you didn't watch Scary Movies or Shoot 'Em Ups. You watched a lot of sex movies.
It's so funny. I didn't say those words. I said that I wasn't allowed to watch violence, but that, you know, if something sexual was implied in a mainstream movie, I could watch that. So
now, see, he's trying to make something out of nothing. She's like, I wasn't allowed to watch violent movies, but if there was a movie where there's like two people making out or having sex or whatever, like most, you know, PG-13 and R-rated films, I could watch those. And at the beginning of the video, he does this weird thing. He's always trying to, like, touch the women, you know, get that. So he's like, hey, I want you to lift up your jeans and show us your high heels. And she's like, oh, my God. He's like, they're so tall. And so she's trying to lift up her jeans, and she's got to, like, put her hand on him to steady herself. You know, like, this was all very calculated. Fucking weirdo.
Nothing to do with that comment, but
okay. Yeah. All right, and if we could stop for a second, I want to say to you, you have a very cute, soft, like a girly voice.
Thank you.
A lot of people say the reason people have girly voices is something bad happened to them at that age. Were you touched at an early age, or were you fine?
What a question! You've just got that voice about you. It sounds like you may have been fucked by a family member. Your voice indicates a raping in your childhood. Would you care to comment? What do you think she's going to say?
Some people have girly voices.
There's no way she's going to answer that question, right?
People say the reason people have girly voices is something bad happened to them at that age. Were you touched at an early age, or were you fine?
That's the creepiest question I've ever heard. And
what happened to that cute baby voice of hers? All of a sudden, like, thank you. And then he asked that question. He's like, that is the creepiest question I've ever heard.
At age, were you touched at an early age, or were you fine?
That's the creepiest question I've ever heard, and no, but it's so inappropriate, it's not even funny.
Well, I had a girlfriend once that talked like that, and it turned out 6 years old. It was horrible.
Ew, I don't want to talk about
my God.
This.
Okay, we don't have to talk about that, but I do want to talk, can we talk about the fact, how did you get into nudity or porn?
It's interesting how that question is a precursor to this question. You need to critically think about what you say.
I like the fact that you're intelligent.
And you're...
Yeah. Like, this porn star is way smarter. Like, she's outsmarted him.
And not intelligent?
No, I am. I just love the fact that you are.
You're implying things. I don't know, but...
Maybe we did play this clip years ago. I seem to recall this.
How did I get...
quickly went downhill.
Into adult? I chose to go into adult entertainment because I wanted to, and it's cool and fun, and I love my job.
See, I love sex, too. Do you know how many times you've been...
Of course, all guys love sex. We know. Everyone likes it. It's good.
It's really not the same.
No, I mean, it's like, you like adult entertainment to be an actress, or you like sex? They're not the same thing, but that's cool.
Do you like to fuck on camera?
No, I'm just saying sex in general. You like sex, and I like sex.
Yeah, I like performing.
Well, how many partners? Do you know how many partners you've had?
No, actually, I really don't.
Really? Not professionally. Fuck professionally, you would, because you know how many movies.
No, I actually don't.
I've had 419. Are you above or under that?
I'm way below that.
Now I feel horrible.
No. You do not feel horrible. First of all, you didn't have to say how many women you supposedly had sex with. You kind of shoehorned that in. She already told you she didn't know how many guys that she had sex with. Well, I had 419 partners. Are you above or below that? Who the hell is above that? I do not believe that man had sex. Maybe 419 times. With, like, this, you know, counting the same women, you know, over and over. I don't know. But definitely not 419 different women. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. All right, guys, thank you so much for being Sideshow members. I mean that from the bottom of my cold, barely working, dark, crusty, blackened heart. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one and never worry about recurring charges again, all you have to do is email me, show@distortedview.com. I'll give you all the instructions on how to upgrade. It's super easy. Basically, I give you a link to a PayPal thing, and you PayPal $250, which is $50 off the normal price of a lifetime membership. Again, show@distortedview.com. And don't forget, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Pledge a few dollars that way. The first story we have for you today just happens to come from our most fucked up states. Say it with me.
Fly,
oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Praise
Jesus. Give me hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Down home of Florida.
Yeah.
Did I'm old for no day. Happen up it all. Florida is a old for no day. Praise Jesus.
Playing the retarded version of that song because someone in Florida did something retarded. The story comes from Boynton Beach, Florida, which we just read a story from there recently, right? A Florida girl is dead months after she drank boiling water out of a straw. You'd think the straw would melt before the boiling water could get through it and down the girl's gullet. But no, apparently the... The straw held its integrity structurally. Meanwhile, over there at the World Trade Center, burning jet fuel melted steel beams, so they say. This news story has turned me into a 9/11 truther. All right, yes, a girl is dead months after she drank boiling water out of a straw on a dare. Obviously, this is for, like, YouTube or Tumblr or something, right? The 8-year-old... When I was 8 years old, I wasn't allowed near any fire, right? My mom wouldn't let me open the fucking refrigerator door, let alone be near burners and the stove. How the fuck did she boil water? The 8-year-old told her mom's boyfriend, 29, late Sunday, she couldn't breathe. Yeah, that's because your insides have melted. Your lungs are no longer attached to your insides. All right, so she's all like, oh, I can't breathe. That's so weird. I wonder what's causing that. Oh, remember 5 minutes ago when you drank boiling water? Wonder if that's related. All right, this is all according to records from the Florida Department of Children and Families. That must be a massive complex. Every single story I read out of Florida has something to do with the Florida Department of Children and Families. I hope their records are online, like they went paperless. They have probably like underground storage bunkers. All right, rescue crews rushed to the child who of course, of fucking course. Guess where the child lives?
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
That's right, Palm Beach County. They rushed the child to a hospital where she was pronounced dead at 12:15 a.m. on Monday. State authorities investigated that incident and at least 9 other allegations of abuse or neglect involving the girl since birth. So obviously, the girl wasn't dumb drinking boiled water. She was served boiled water from her asshole mother or her asshole mother's boyfriend. It's not so funny now, is it?
It's a great tragedy.
I mean, it's still a little funny. All right, second story we have for you today. I'm sure you've heard about the Emoji Movie. That's the one where Patrick Stewart plays shit, and apparently the whole movie is shit. It's infamous now for being a very low-rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes. Actually, if you sort by top critics, it's got a 0% fresh rating. All critics, it's bumped up to 7%. It's just a horrible movie, although there is one man in Howell, New Jersey, who liked it a little too much. Howell police are looking for a man accused of performing a lewd act during a showing of the Emoji Movie. At least something interesting happened during the movie, you know, if you were at that showing. Police say that a woman watching the movie with her children at the Escape Movie Theater on Route 9 witnessed the suspect with his hands down his unzipped pants. They were unbuttoned and, you know, zipped down. She told police that the man was seated alone in the back row of the theater. That's where all the perverts sit. It's common knowledge. If you're going to have sex, you know, get a blowjob or fondle yourself, you're going to want to do it towards the back of the theater. I learned that from Paul Rubens. The man reported the incident to the theater's manager, who asked the man to leave. The woman then called police when she returned home. I mean, come on. How much punishment does this man really deserve? Right, you already kicked him out of the theater. He didn't get to see the exciting finale to the Emoji Movie, and now you're getting police involved? And what can they do? It was a dark theater. There's no way you're able to describe what this man looked like. Maybe the guy paid with a credit card? I mean, I guess you could narrow it down. There probably weren't that many people at that particular showing for the Emoji Movie. And really, the news story has found a picture of this guy. I mean, it's a bad picture. He's fat. He looks like someone who would be touching himself during a children's movie. All right, the woman called police when she returned home. Police have released a photo of the suspect. He is described as a white, heavy-set man. Oh, guy can't catch a break. Expelled from the movie. Police are called on him. Now the news is calling him a fat ass. All right, he's in his 20s or 30s. He was wearing a white dress shirt, black pants, and a yarmulke on his head. He was dressed up for this movie. He also had facial hair. Anyone who recognizes the suspect is asked to call the police. Crime of the century. Now, the real reason why I read this story is because of the comments. This is fascinating. Yes, this news site, I guess it's a television station, News 12, allows Facebook comments. And David writes, and this is the top comment. David from New York, said, "What did he do? Put his hand down his pants? Is that a crime? Overreactive mother." Which could be, maybe he had an itch down there. Or he just wanted to be comfortable. It might not be a sex thing. Al Bundy did it. I do it. And just like this guy, I only do it while watching children movies at the multiplex. All right, so then someone replied to David. Robert says, "Seriously? His hands were in his pants. They were unzipped at a kid's movie. Would you want him sitting by your kids? Moron." That's not the end of the exchange, though. David comes back. "Look, he was sitting in the back row by himself alone." Good argument. "Nobody was near him. Read the article again. Maybe he was bored." Yeah, I'm with David and decided to rub one out. What? Wait. "Maybe he was bored and decided to rub one out. Or maybe he just put his hands down his pants. But that doesn't mean he's a child predator." The police, and he's like an old man. Not an old man, but in 20s or 30s, watching the Emoji Movie by himself, fondling himself. It is a little weird. "Police in Howell tend to be anti-Semitic and will always pull Jewish people over who drive through Howell, which makes me suspect why, if the movie theater didn't call the police, why did the police post his photo?" Then Robert again replied, "This is a grown man at a kid's movie, sitting alone." Oh, I just made that point. "Jerking off, and you don't see a problem?" To which David responds, "It isn't ideal." It isn't ideal, and he should do it in his own home, but it doesn't rise to the level of a crime. Public masturbation is only in public. A movie theater is private. I don't think so. I think that's a public place, right? Final story we have for you today. It's another extremely short one, but it, again, happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
This time, we got a story from Orlando. Oh, near Joey. Authorities say a Florida man told a Home Depot employee that he has AIDS, and he threatened to stick him with a hypodermic needle as he was being questioned about shoplifting items from the store. Well, that does not make you look innocent, sir.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
If I was accused of shoplifting, I'd be very apologetic, but oh my, this is just a misunderstanding. I don't know, I was grabbing for my phone, I accidentally put the thing that I was buying in my pocket, then I forgot it was there. You know, I'd make up some bullshit story. I wouldn't immediately threaten to spread my AIDS to them. Y'all better just stand back. Y'all take it real easy. We're in a home improvement store, and there's lots of sharp things I can cut my skin on. Be a real shame if some of this AIDS blood got on ya. See? I love also that he has hypodermic needles on him, so we've established he does have AIDS. Probably a drug addict. Sounds more and more likely that this guy was shoplifting for his next fix. All right, WKMG reports a security officer in the Orlando store spotted 47... I say it like Jerry Blank from Strangers with Candy. Hey, Orlando. Yes, WKMG reports a security officer in the Orlando... sorry. Store spotted 47-year-old Dennis Hamlet taking two Bosch grinders from their boxes and placing them in his pants Tuesday afternoon. When Hamlet left the store, a loss prevention officer approached him and told him to give the merchandise back. An Orange County Sheriff's arrest report says Hamlet refused, adding, "He didn't steal nothing. I just have a huge cock. That's why my pants are so large." Hamlet then brandished a needle and threatened the employee. The employee called 911 while Hamlet ran. Deputies found him nearby and arrested him. It was a charge of petty theft and armed robbery. Jail records don't list a lawyer for the man. That's pretty much it, though. That's all the information I have. Since the story was so short and it did have to do with AIDS, here's a little bit from Corey's masterpiece, "Will You Give AIDS to Me?"
Believe it or not, there are actually some people who want to get the AIDS virus. The name on the street for some of these people is bug chasers, and the virus itself they call the gift.
Guess it's true, I'm just looking for a one-night stand. But I have just one strange demand. Are you infected with HIV? I don't want you to leave until I get your seed. Will you give AIDS to me? Because I'm bug chasing. Shoot your paws load into me. Will you give AIDS to me?
I miss Corey. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, as always. Show at distortedview.com. That's my email address. Please, if you run across anything funny, send it along to me. If you think it's DV worthy, show at distortedview.com. And of course, you can find us on social media. You know all the ways. Let's just do a couple real quick voicemails here and wrap things up.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm very interested in your new business venture, Toastier.
Yes.
I'm not interested in boiler or skillet. Those are very stupid ideas. But toaster, that one I can get behind.
That's right.
You also need to spell it, if you're going to have an app, you know, it's got to be T-O-A-S-T-R. You got to.
Well, duh. I'm not a fucking noob.
Take out the E.
Like, some sort of amateur. I know how to spell my app. Take out all the E's.
I'm not interested in boiler. Yeah, okay, that one I can get behind. You also need to spell it if you're going to have an app.
See, this guy doesn't understand, right? He's like, yeah, toaster's a great idea, but skillet is dumb. Skillet is the expansion, all right? Eventually, we're going to saturate the market, and we're going to have to expand. And people are going to know the toaster name. They're going to know our product. They're going to love us. And so some people, not going to be as huge of a market as toaster, but a skillet.
You know, it's got to be T-O-A-S-T-R. You got to take out the E.
Skillet will be successful.
Like a Web 2.0 thing. Okay, so what I'm proposing to you is I'm going to give you $28 for 82% of your company, and I suggest...
This is like retarded Shark Tank.
You don't fucking scoff at that, because
that's
that is...
scoffing. You hear me scoff?
Very good... investment and a very savvy business venture on your part, and also that's my whole bank account. So contact me for the details.
Does anyone have a better offer than $28? I guess I am now entertaining investment offers for Toaster.
Jigoo, Timmy Boo, Florida man here. I'm still catching up with the show. I made it to June 14th, you just had a guy call in saying you should be able to ban people from the voicemail line for like a month at a time. I just want to, you know, mention, because I'm sure I will hear lots of people say, oh, ban Florida man.
I think a lot of people do say that.
So I can assure you, if I am banned... me personally, if I would be banned from the show, that would immediately, and for any length of time, that would immediately result in, you know, me dropping my sideshow subscription.
Whoa, hold on. Let's not do anything rash here. We're all friends. We're just talking. We're just spitballing some ideas.
Probably think I speak.
He's all trigger happy with this sideshow cancellation.
For others who would more than likely do the same.
Oh, don't speak for others though. That's when you get into trouble.
I think that your show engenders.
First of all, banning. It's not banned from the show. Anyone is free to listen. It's banned from me playing your calls.
A sort of a type of personality that. Would call in and would be considered abrasive to others, but here it's acceptable. And if you go about banning people like that,
I love that he's taking this seriously.
That kind of defeats the purpose of what you set out to do with your show.
I'm gonna have to walk this one back. I'm so sorry, Florida.
String them. And
you're absolutely right.
I can assure you, it would be a terrible fucking business.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me, Florida man, while I'm eating my salad?
On your
whatever, part. Right in front of my salad. How dare you, Florida man? I can't believe what I'm hearing. No one's banning anyone. Calm your fucking tits. Everyone gets so worked up. It's just a little comedy show here. What?
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hey, hey, hey.
I want to be with you.
In heaven.
You like me, I know we're singing different songs here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my singing voice than me. It's a rare find. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Right in front of my salad?
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you tomorrow to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. To get close to female porn stars by just pretending he's a, I bit my fucking tongue.